Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I've been doing, well, other than working, I've been doing a little bit of preparation for trips. And I thought, you know what, I've got to get on this passport thing. Because my passport is in my old name. Which, when we say my old name, it's not like I went from James Allen Patterson to, you know, Adam Burns or whatever. My first name used to be Joseph. I never went by Joseph. Never, not once in my life have I gone by Joseph. I've always gone by Adam. And so as I was, becoming an adult and opening up credit cards and doing all of this stuff, I always put Adam on everything. But recently it started, and when I would book flights, when I would do anything, I would book them in Adam. But my passport had my full name on it. And so I recently, when I was flying, they wouldn't let me through security because my ticket did not match my driver's license. Because they also recently started requiring your full name on your driver's license. I used to just have Adam Burns on my driver's license, but they required your full name. And I had to rush to get the airline to change my name, which is a pain in the butt after you're already at the... You can call them and get them to change your name before the fact, but if you're there at the airport, which seems ridiculous to me because I'm standing in front of you. You can see my face. You can look at the ID. You can see that I'm the same person. Anyway, regardless, I had a big rigmarole, you know, that I had to go through. And the thing was... at that moment I decided, you know what? I'm going to change my name. I don't use Joseph. I never do. I don't use it. I'm going to change it. So last summer I changed it. But what they do when you do a name change, I don't know if anyone's aware of this, but what they do is basically you pay money and you get a piece of paper signed by a judge that says, yeah, that's fine. You can change your name. But then you've got to go through this whole process of telling anyone that's using the old name. And they all have different, you know, restrictions and different things you have to do, including providing this document. Well, I only have one document. And because of COVID, I kind of stopped. I went and got a new driver's license. And then when I got to my Social Security card, and I've already talked about this on the show, I kind of stopped and I thought, I'll have time to do my passport whenever. So I started looking at passport requirements today because we have a cruise in May, at the end of May, which is 3 months from now. Not quite 3 months, but, you know, maybe a week shy of 3 months. And Daniel and I, though, are using a travel agent. And so I've also been communicating with her via email. And she just happened to email me recently. And so I emailed, since I was looking at my passport stuff, I emailed her back and I said, I answered her questions. And I said, well, I just wanted to run this by you because I've got to change my, I'm changing my passport. And she freaked out. Okay, she didn't freak out, but she's like, oh, no. Have you sent it yet? It's taking a really long time to get passports back right now. She said, I don't do it. Don't do it. Just like keep your... Well, I mean, here's the thing. My cruise is in Adam. My flight is in Adam. Like all of this is already set. And I was just thinking, oh, I'll get the passport changed. No big deal. I'll have a better picture because my current picture is horrible. And it'll all be set for the Alaska cruise and the Europe cruise. She is just adamant that I do not do this. So now I may have to go. I don't know. I mean, I suppose she would know how long things are taking because she's a travel agent and she deals with this every day. But at the same time, I know the Alaska cruise. I have a passport card. I also have a driver's license. And they say if you have a you have a driver's license, you can bring that and like a birth certificate or something. Well, but the problem there is my birth certificate has my original name on it. I don't even know if you can change your name on a birth certificate. I don't even know if that's possible. So I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to think about it. And I think you can't really get appointments right now to do expedited passports. And I guess I should just give up and change my name back on my reservations. But I wanted to avoid that especially on my airline, because my frequent flyer account has always been under Adam. And it's going to be a pain in the butt to change it. And then once I get all this stuff finalized, I'll have to change it back to Adam. So I'll have to change it to Joseph and then change it back to Adam. And also I don't want to walk around the cruise ship with Joseph on my little thing that they give my cruise card or whatever. I know that is a weird thing, but I just don't want, like, my name is Adam. It's not. And so I don't know. It's just a pain in the butt. And I thought I had plenty of time, and apparently I don't. I don't even know. So there we go. That's what I'm dealing with right now. I did want to talk about a couple of other things. So I Twitter. Yesterday I completely forgot there were a couple of things on Twitter that I did not respond to. And so I want to respond to Twitter. By the way, you guys can call me. I'll give my phone number at the end of this show. I'm not going to do it a second time. I have limited real estate. But I haven't gotten any phone calls in a while. Let me just look and make sure I don't have any sitting there waiting on me. Nope, no voicemails. I got one that I thought was a voicemail, and it was silent. But let's talk about, so you guys can call me, but I want to look at Twitter here. You can also email me. Baron Frosty says he's 25 years younger than my mother, and he has lots of difficulty focusing or understanding new games. Okay, well, sure. There are people that have problems with games. I feel like my mom, though, is getting to that point where even games that she's known for a really long time, she has trouble focusing and playing these games. And I don't know if it's an aging thing or she's just can't be bothered, you know, or what it is. But it's kind of like when you try to teach an old person technology and you tell them 500 times how to send an email, and then they can't remember how to send an email. It's like that, but for games. And this new game was easy, but even games that she's played for a while, she struggles sometimes. Who knows, though, Baron, you might have dementia as well, so how do I know that? But point noted. And then Gary, also on Twitter, says he watched American Idol Sunday night and loved it. Which one did you think was the drug user? Was it the first guy that worked construction and his friend entered him? That sounds dirty. His friend entered him. His friend entered him into American Idol, but it sounds dirty. Anyway, no, it was not him. He was not skinny. So the first... I've never used meth in my life. I wouldn't even know how you'd do it. Do you inject it? I don't even know. Is it a pill? I'm not sure. But I live in Arkansas, and there are a lot of meth users in Arkansas. And I'll tell you, 90% of them work at gas stations. I don't know why, but it's go to a gas station in Arkansas. But no, they're skinny. A lot of times they have really thin, like wiry hair, but that's not a prerequisite. And then they have sores on their face generally, and their teeth are at various stages of rotting. Now, lots of things can cause that, but meth really rots your teeth and causes sores. And you get skinny because either you don't care about eating. I'm not sure if it raises your metabolism or you just don't eat. But I can't really describe who the guy was. I don't know his name. All I can tell you is he has a sister that sang with him, and she has some chromosome disorder. And she was so happy to be there and see American Idol. Oh, my phone's ringing. I can't. I'll have to call her back. Anyway, and so, yeah. I don't really know who it was, but that is the best description that I can give. That was my boss calling, you guys, but I've already recorded most of the show. I can't hang up. It's past my work hours. It can't be good, though, if my boss is calling me after work hours. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end it here so I can call my boss back. For more information you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.